Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In worship, let me remind you of these words, they fell down and they grabbed the master's feet. So they're on the ground. How many understand there's no place for pride here? How many understand there's no time to think about you might get your clothes dirty? They're on the ground. They're holding his feet. They're worshiping him. Worship means, I'll tell you again, it means to go down. It means to prostrate oneself. It means to bow. It means to kiss towards, like a dog licking his master's hands, to fawn or crouch to. It also means to adore. To adore. Real worship. In real worship, you are expressing that God is great above you and high above you. You give him his place above you and you take your place under him. There's been times that I've worshiped the Lord and you feel like a little speck of dust at the foot of the Rocky Mountains. You know what I mean by that? Now, I don't mean that I feel inconsequential and unimportant, because we are to him the apple of his eye. But on the other hand, he's big. I said he's big. I know some years ago, we were able to go to Hawaii. I had a trip given to us. And we went whale watching in amongst some of those things. Well, we looked for whales and didn't see any whales. And we saw a whale's tail come up, you know, in the far distance. And we thought, well, you know, we saw one. And, of course, you'd seen them on TV and stuff like that. And it was about like that. I don't know how far away, but it was way off in the distance. Well, we're turning, getting ready to come in. And about that time, the water broke. And there was a whale. I guess he was about far from here to the back of the building. But, man, it caught me off guard. I mean, all at once, that tail started, began to break the water. And you saw part of the tail, and you just kept seeing tail. And you just kept saying, this thing is, you know, TV didn't do him justice. You talk about gigantuous. You talk about huge. And one of the first things that hit you is, man, are we too close? Right? Because, this thing could swat us out of the county, not even know it. What about him who made him? How big he is. How about the one who made the ocean that he's in? And the sun that warms our planet. Oh, he's big. I said he's big. Oh, he's great. And worship expresses that. And the wonderful thing about it is the more you learn to worship, he reveals himself to you. And you begin to get glimpses that he's far bigger than you knew he was. He's far greater than you had any idea. It's sad, people who believe there is no God, how ignorant they are of where they are in their existence of him. But the ones that draw near to him, what does he say he does then? He draws near to you, and it's kind of like that whale in the distance. I mean, you know he's big, but it doesn't register on you until the whale draws near to you. Are you with me on this now? And when he draws near to you, you can just be speechless. You can just stand there going, And to your flesh, it's scary. Oh, yeah. David loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he said in one of the Psalms, he said, my flesh trembles for fear of you. And it's not that he's afraid God's going to hurt him, but he's just so big. He's just so mighty. He's so awesome. He knows everything. He's so brilliant. He's so amazing. He knows everything about you. He knows your thoughts before they show up. Some have said he knows your thoughts afar off. Before you ever say a word, he knows what you're going to say. He knows you're in from the beginning. So it's not time to play games. Right? Watch about borrowing phraseology. Our great Father, durst it please thee for us to giveth thee our worship? Don't do anything for pretense. Don't try to polish up and be something you're not. He's looking for the reality. If you're going to worship him, it's got to come straight out of your insides. No varnish, no tarnish. Right? No put on. Just real. And just tell him for real that you know how good he is and you know how big he is. God, we worship you. You are so big. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. You made the oceans and the mountains. You make the sun to shine. And there are times when you ought to go ahead and bow. Go ahead and lay out before him. And say, we worship you. And friends, you can get to some rich places in God like that. In your bedroom with your nose in your carpet. Did you hear me? Saying, God, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. You don't have to come up with some fancy something to say. Just really, truly out of your heart, I adore you. I love you, Lord, and I worship you. How great you are. How great you are. You can get caught up in that. And hours pass. Did you hear me? And times like that, God will talk to you. You don't have to hear an audible voice. But on the inside of you, you'll just know things. And he'll become more real to you. And he can catch you off guard. You can be, oh, great, how great thou art, how great thou art. And then here's the big tail breaks the water. And you go, ooh, you really are great. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, you're big. Oh, you're big. The bigger your faith means the bigger you know God is. Those two are intertwined. And it makes you sassy with the devil. And it makes you sassy with your problems. You get to fellowshipping with God like that. And you get a glimpse of how big he is. And somebody or something try to tell you, you can't be healed. God can't heal you. You'll go, what? Have you seen him lately? You trying to tell me he can't fix this little problem? The devil try to tell you something, try to tell you that the money can't come, it's too much, it's not enough time. You'll go, what? God who made the planets? God who made all the gold? You're trying to tell me that God can't take care of this little bill? Oh, in his presence, everything looks small. And the problems look even smaller. Will it do us some good to worship God? Go to the Psalms now. Let's look at some wonderful examples of worshiping God. There are many, many, many. But let me give you a few. There's numerous times in the New Testament where it says, let me just read some of them to you. Matthew 2, they fell down and worshiped him. Let's see, 1 Corinthians 14 talks about falling down and worshiping God. In Revelation, there must be half a dozen different places where the elders and the beast and the winged creatures and the angels, again and again, it says they fell down. They fall down. They fall down and worship him. That's what's going on in heaven. It ought to be going on in the earth too. Right? It ought not be a strange thing to you and I when we get to heaven. We ought to be well practiced in it on the earth here before we get there. But go to Psalm 95. Let's look at some spirit anointed, inspired words of worship. And then how many think we ought to give God some of our own tonight, right out of our heart? Then let's do that. Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Now let me just stop right here. Praise, thanksgiving, and worship is not to be mournful. You see, people make a mistake in this area. I don't know at the times. I've been out on the road, I've been in meetings, and I've had different bands and groups playing with me. And a lot of times, I've had to stir them up several times and say, go ahead and play, because they sense the anointing of God, and they think that means you got to be real slow. And the drummer can't play, and everybody has to be real quiet, because they sense the anointing. And then you hear some people begin to be mournful. Oh, God. Oh, watch out, watch out. That can be just flesh, just a religious habit that somebody learned years ago. We see it repeatedly here. Make what kind of sound? A sad sound? What kind of sound? Joyful. Joyful. Would that include worship? Yes. You can be sincere without being depressed. This is important, friends. I mean, so much of the church world is twisted in this area. I've been talking to people before, and we've been having a light conversation, and then they find out what I do, and they go, oh, yes, brother. Immediately, they think that you're supposed to be depressed. Supposed to show heaviness to show seriousness. Well, it's no wonder people are staying away from churches by the millions. Right? Because they think that's all it's about. And if you really sell out to God and give your heart completely to God, you're not going to have any more fun. Fun's over. We'll just all stand around, look at each other and go, yes. Amen. Sad but true. You just never know. And none of that's in the Bible. That's not God. Heaven is a happy place, brother, sister. Woo! You talk about partying. You talk about some noise. You talk about a joyful sound. That's heaven. And we're supposed to have foretastes of heaven on earth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.